नारायण नारायण नारायण। गीता प्रबोधिनी चैप्टर 8। श्री परमात्मने नमः। अर्जुन सेड, ओ पुरुषोत्तम सुप्रीम पर्सन, व्हाट इज दैट ब्रह्मा? व्हाट इज अध्यात्मा? व्हाट इज कर्मा? व्हाट इज सेड टू बी अधिभूता एंड व्हाट इज कॉल्ड अधिदैव? Who is Adhiyagya? Here and how does he dwell in this body, O Madhusudana? And how are you to be realized at the time of death by self-controlled persons? The Blessed Lord said, the supreme imperishable Akshara is Brahma. Atma dwelling in the individual body is called Adhyatma, Jivatma or Paraprakriti. Creative force of the Lord, which brings forth the existence of beings, is called karma, actions. O best of the embodied beings, all perishable objects are Adhibhuta. Brahma is Adhidaiva, and dwelling in this body as inner witness, I alone am Adhiyagna, spirit of sacrifice. He who departs from the body remembering me alone, even at the time of death, attains me. There is no doubt about this. O Kaunteya, that is Arjun, at the time of death, whosoever the person thinks of, that alone he attains. For being ever absorbed in that thought, meaning that he goes to that womb, that is Yoni. Therefore, think of me at all times and fight the war. By offering your mind and intellect to me, without any doubt you shall come to me. O Partha, that is Arjun, he who by constant practice of yoga, his mind thinking of nothing else, is constantly engaged in contemplation of the Supreme Purusha, God, at the time of death, attains Him. He who contemplates on the omniscient, the ancient, the ruler, the subtler of the subtle, supporter of all, of form inconceivable, effulgent, like the sun, and beyond all darkness of ignorance. The aspirant endowed with devotion, at the time of death firmly holding the life breath between the two eyebrows, by the power of yoga, concentrating on God with a steadfast mind, reaches the Supreme Purusha, that is God. I shall briefly explain to you that state, that is goal, which the knower of the Veda call the imperishable, into which self-controlled ascetics, free from attachment, enter, and desiring which, the aspirants tread the path of celibacy. He who, having closed all his senses, the gateways of his body, rests his mind in the heart center, and by power of yoga, focuses the life breath in the crown of the head, casts off his mortal body, meditating on me and repeating mentally the mystic syllable Om, symbolizing imperishable Brahma, will attain the highest state. O Partha, Arjun, I am easily attainable by the ever steadfast yogi who constantly remembers me and thinks of me alone. Having attained me, the great souls, Mahatmas, are no more subject to rebirth, which is the transitory state and the abode of sorrow, for they have reached the state of highest perfection. All higher worlds from the abode of Brahma, downwards, are by nature subject to rebirth. But on attaining me, O son of Kunti, that is Arjun, there is no rebirth. Those who know that a day of Brahma lasts 1,000 Mahayugas, fourfold yugas, a cycle consisting of many, many thousands of years, and that his night lasts 1,000 Mahayugas. They know the reality of Brahma's day and night. All manifest beings emanate from the unmanifest, Brahma's subtle body, at the commencement of Brahma's day, and at the beginning of his night, they merge in the same, called the unmanifested form. O Partha, that is Arjun, this multitude of beings, being born again and again under compulsion from Prakriti, are merged at the commencement of Brahma's night and rise again at the start of his day. Beyond this unmanifest Brahma's subtle body, there is yet another unmanifested eternal existence which does not perish, even though all beings perish. The unmanifest, spoken of as the imperishable, is said to be the ultimate goal, that is my supreme abode, on attaining which there is no return. O Partha, that is Arjun, that supreme person, Purusha, in whom all beings reside, by whom all this is pervaded, is attainable by exclusive devotion. Now I shall tell you, O best of the Bharatas, that is Arjun, the time, the path when the yogis leave their bodies, never to return, and the path when they depart to return. In the path in which the deities of effulgent fire, the daylight, the bright fortnight, and the 6 months of the northern solstice preside, departing after death, the Nors of Brahma, that is, having attained Brahma Lok first, finally reach Brahma, along with Brahma. In the path in which the gods preside over smoke, the night, the dark fortnight, and the 6 months of the southern solstice preside, thus transversing through them, the yogi, devoted to actions with a motive, after death, obtained the lunar light, and he returns to the mortal world to continue the cycle of birth and death. These two paths, the bright and the dark, are believed to be eternal paths for the beings of the world. Proceeding by one, a man does not return. While taking the other path, he returns. O Partha, that is Arjun, knowing in its essence these two paths, no yogi is deluded. Therefore, be established in yoga all the time. The yogi, that is Bhakti Yogi, knowing this secret, that is subject described in this chapter, transcends all the rewards promised in the scriptures of meritorious deeds, such as the study of Vedas, performance of sacrifices, austerities, and charities, and he attains the supreme primeval abode. In the Upanishads of the Bhagavad Gita, the knowledge of Brahma, the supreme, the science of yoga, and the dialogue between Sri Krishna and Arjun. This is the 8th discourse, designated the Yoga of the Imperishable Brahma. Narayan, Narayan, Narayan.